head coach for the Productive Dentist Academy, and you're listening to From the Field. Today I'm happy to introduce to you Dr. Tom Bricky of Salt Lake City, Utah. And joining him is his wife, Heidi, who is also one of the hygienists in the practice. Hi, guys.
How you doing? Hey, Chris.
Hi, Christine.
How are ya?
Feeling groovy. How about you?
Good. Great, great, great. Thank you. It's a lovely day here. And I wanted to just let you guys tell us a little bit about your practice. Like I said, you're in Salt Lake City. Tell me a little bit about what's it like practicing in Salt Lake City, and tell me a little bit about your team.
Should I go first, Heidi?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about Salt Lake City, everybody says it's a tough place to be a dentist because there are a lot of dentists here. I really don't know if it's the same anywhere else in the country because I've never practiced anywhere else, but I do know there are a lot of dentists here, and I know that people seem to always be complaining that there's not enough patients or that there's, you know, it's pretty tough business. You know, there's a lot of dentists, and it's hard to get the patients. But I love Salt Lake City, and it's been great. A great profession for me. So,
fantastic. I was just going to say, Salt Lake City has a lot to offer outdoors, and we love living here. It's a great state, and it's a fun group of people that we get to treat every day.
Yeah,
you do bring in some really interesting patients. I am lucky enough to say that I've been working with you guys for 3 years as your coach,
yeah,
and have enjoyed my time as well in Salt Lake City. But you bring in an interesting group of people that are so committed to you. Let me just share a little bit more about you because you're probably too shy. But you guys do almost no external marketing. You definitely are providers for some of the insurance plans, and in Salt Lake City, that is a must. You have to, exactly. But you do little or no external marketing. What is it, do you think, that makes patients want to come to your practice?
Oh, wow. You know what? That's truly, that is the truth. The first 4 years of practice, we just opened up a shop, and we did a little bit. I think we did a couple of postcards in the zip code area or whatever, and that's the only external marketing we ever did. We just decided, somebody in dental school, an instructor in dental school said, you know, you treat your patients like family, and make sure that that's first. Never do anything for the money. Do the right thing and treat them like family, and it'll work. And I mean, you really have to be committed to the patients and to the quality of care, and I think equally important, you have to be committed to your employees. We are as committed to our employees as we are to ourselves, I think. I'd like to say, I'm proud to say, we've helped them improve their life and their lifestyle, and they've helped me improve mine. So it's just a commitment, overall commitment to doing good. I'm going to steal a phrase from Productive Dentist Academy, and that's doing good while doing good. I mean, I heard that phrase first from you guys, but it really is the truth. You know, you do good while doing good. So.
Well, it resonates in your practice.
We're really lucky.
Your team is committed to you, and obviously, you know, vice versa, the energy and emotion that you are committed to your team shows. And you know what? And you're right. It's your patients that see it. I have been truly impressed with the minimal amount of marketing that you do. Every single new patient that comes to your practice, 90% of your new patients come from other patients.
Yeah,
incredible. So what we would call a raving fan, you have nothing but raving fans.
Well, you know, Chris, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to say that I want to give some credit where credit's due. And my uncle, who's a dentist, Roger Russell, he's nearing the end of his career, but he, a long time ago, actually my first year out, he had a little sign up in his restroom, and it said, give people less than what they expect, and they will not return. Give people what they expect, and they might return. Give people more than what they expect, and they will refer. So
that's amazing. That's a wonderful quote.
Yeah, and then another quote that I've always lived by from Dr. Seb Campagna, who was our removable prosthetics instructor at OHSU, but he used to say, be motivated, be dedicated, give 110%, and then take pride in your accomplishments. So
yeah, I love
that's
that
kind of how we've lived our life.
Mm-hmm. We've done that with our family and with all of our employees at the office, and we share that one a lot with people that we love.
That's incredible. Heidi, I want to just ask you a question. Tell me again, in the last 3 years that we've been together, tell me how Tom has changed as a doctor, as a husband, as a father.
As a boss.
As a boss, right. Well, it's been really, really fun to watch the transition. You know, PDA, you guys have really helped to provide or help to promote an environment that's really fun for the team to work in every day. There's consistency, there's continuity, you know, on a day and a weekly basis, which
and
allows,
accountability.
Yeah, and accountability, but it also allows a lot more time for Tom to spend with his family. He gets, you know, he used to stay at the office until 8 o'clock every single night, and we have two small children, and that's hard. You know, that's hard on a family. So, you know, there have been goals that you guys have helped us create that are manageable, and that helps us, you know, that helps us attain those goals, and there's rewards in the end. And, you know, it's just been really fun to watch Tom, like I said, in this transition, have the confidence with this kind of dentistry, and the most important thing, he delivers it with success. It's really, really fun for all of us to watch that.
That's incredible. Tell me, Dr. Bricky, the kind of dentistry that you're doing more of now than ever before.
Okay, well, the weird – okay, I didn't believe this. I get so excited. Sorry, Chris, if I get too excited.
No, I love it.
Well, you gotta calm me down a little bit maybe. But okay, so when I went to – I remember having discussions with other people, and they would say – I would look at them and, you know, I was doing MOD, BL, WDTs, which means the whole darn thing, composites, you know, on people. And, you know – because I didn't want to spend their money. I didn't want to do a crown. And, you know, and I didn't want to – and I, the old saying, which I now hate, which I used to use with, which is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, and patients love that when you say, oh, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because then, you know, and that's based on if the tooth is not flopping around or in pain or wide open, I assumed that nothing needed to be done. And I think a lot of us dentists fall into that trap. And – but I knew in my heart that that's not exactly the truth either. It's not like you drive your car until the engine stops before you change the oil or do maintenance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when you're looking at a 35-year-old silver filling and you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, okay, what in the heck am I going to do with that tooth? Or how am I going to help this person, you know, get back to normal and proper dental function? And all you can see is crowns. Well, you know what? There's other alternatives out there. But I didn't believe it could be done, and I also didn't know how I was going to get patients to make the commitment financially to, say, porcelain inlays and onlays and or gold in gold inlays. It doesn't matter, but something other than just a simple crown. Well, you know, you got to get up on the technology, CERAC or other techniques, other newer technologies. There are things out there, and you basically just now look at them. I look at them and I say to the patient, what would I have in my mouth? You know, what would I put in my wife's mouth? Again, treat them like family. I'm not going to put a WDT build up composite in my mouth that I know I'm going to have to replace in a year or two or three. You know, you just say, look, this is what you just offer to them. You say, this is what you can do. You can do this or that. This is what I recommend. And I often tell people, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do until I get in there, but I just say, look, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Let's just make sure we do the right thing when we do it. And patients, you cannot believe how many times they look at you and say, thanks, man. Thanks for telling me what I need, rather than just waiting for me to call you with a toothache, so I need a root canal buildup and crown
right.
or extraction.
Right. Yeah. Just
I mean, people just want the truth, and if you give them the truth, and if you give them the opportunity to make the decision, most people will make the right choice for them, and you can stop being responsible for stuff that's not yours. It's not my responsibility.
What problem is it?
Yeah, well, it's not mine. It's theirs. And my responsibility is to make sure I do a good job. Make sure I stand behind my work, deliver what you say you're going to deliver, and if you can't, then you better get your skills up, you know, and it's possible. I used to tell people, one lady, her dad was a dentist in New York, and he was doing porcelain inlays and onlays, and I said, it's impossible, you can't do it. You can't do that. You can't do a good job. You can't, you know, you can't do it timely. You can't do it affordably. He's just ripping people off. You know, and now I am so proud of the work we're doing. We're doing beautiful work that's lasting. It's better for the patient, I believe. I don't do porcelain on every single tooth at all. I still do bread and butter dentistry, but at least I'm full mouth treatment planning. Instead of treating teeth, I'm treating a person.
Oh,
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Great.
You treat the whole person.
Yes.
And I'm also focusing more and more on prevention, you see, because I really believe that dentistry for so long has been, we needed to go through the transition where we learned how to restore teeth well. We did. We had to go through that time. But now that we know how to restore teeth really, really well, how about we start focusing on the disease rather than the results of the disease? How about if we start treating the disease and preventing the disease?
Right. Fantastic.
And that's the future.
Well, and this is something, too, just to bring in Heidi's perspective. As a hygienist, your hygiene team has really gotten behind that message.
Oh, they're all over it. And you know what? When you give these hygienists the power and you support them and you get good ones, then they just take it and roll. And, you know, you just got to support them and let them do their job.
They are an amazing group of women that truly, number one, yes, they're productive, but number two, they are so comprehensive in their own hygiene diagnostics.
Yes.
Heidi, you guys look at, you know, you look at decay, our risk factors. Decay,
the risk factors,
yeah.
You have to. You
yeah,
have to.
The risk factors. And your hygiene team has really gotten behind assisting the doctor in the assessment of those risk factors. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I can't say enough. I mean, I'd be happy to talk to any dentist or hygienist, anybody that wants to know more about my personal experience, you know. Hopefully they can get my information and give me a call, because I'd be happy to tell them maybe more one-on-one how I think it's affected my practice. And I mean, I always wanted to go to the next level, but how in the hell was I supposed to do that? Excuse my language. How in the heck was I supposed to do that? You know, I didn't know how to take it from the next level. So, you know, I found out that I was working so hard. I was working 5 days a week from 7:30 or whatever to 8 o'clock at night. I mean, you know, we were seeing everybody, no lunches.
Right.
And we were busting our butts. And I thought, why am I, you know, I should be making $1 million.
So what were you making an hour then?
Well, I didn't know until PDA said, well, look, you got to figure out how much you're making an hour. And I said, well, I'm just, you know, I'm not doing it for the money. It's not about the money. And but then when I found out that I was making about $270 an hour, which was about $70 more than my hygiene department was at the time, I decided that I needed to become more efficient, and I really needed to learn some stuff. And, you know, dentists, we really want to help people. We like helping people. We want to do a good job. There's almost no dentist, despite what some patients may think. There's very few dentists out there who don't care. There's very few dentists out there who are really, truly bad because they don't make it. They don't stay in business. What, unfortunately, most of us end up doing is working so hard. We work too hard, and we burn out. And so, anyway, so I was making $270 an hour, and I am so proud to tell you that 3 years later, my average is now $850 an hour.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, here's the thing is, keep in mind
doing good.
Well, but what I was going to say is, I don't tell, that's the only time I've ever actually said that out loud. And I'm embarrassed about it a little bit, because when I heard about PDA, at first I was like, oh my gosh, these are guys that just care about money. You know, and I'm still very tentative about that. You know, I don't want people to think that this is about making more money, although I'm happy to make more money if I can be more efficient. And that's what I'm doing. I'm being more efficient. I'm delivering better care. My patients are loving it. My staff is loving it, because now I'm profit sharing with my staff, and they love it. I mean, you know, these people work so hard for us.
Exactly.
And,
yes,
and
right. And you know what? And, Tom, with the efficiency piece and going back to the hygiene, you know, our hygiene team, we all speak the same language, throughout the office.
And the risk factors, right?
We have the template of the risk factors. So with every single one of our patients, we deliver the same message. And it makes it really, really easy for Tom to come in. If it's already been, you know, spoken, if that language has already been spoken to them and we've already talked about their risk factors, I mean, it just makes it that... You know, we're a whole team. It's not Tom having to carry the brunt or the weight of, you know, of this practice on himself. We're, you know, we all pull together and we all do it. And our patients love it, you know, love us for that, you know, for that delivery. Well, and the continuity of your message just shows to your patients that they're in the right place.
Right, and you asked about the risk factors.
Taken care of, right.
You asked about the risk factors, Chris, and what I wanted to say is that, you see, when we actually developed this piece of paper that we have the risk factors outlined, and so that each time a new patient comes in, whether it's a six-month recall or a new patient exam, the hygienist and the assistant can check off, you know, about the risk factors, and then I can go in and I can see from, you know, a caries standpoint, from a periodontal standpoint, occlusion and function standpoint, as well as aesthetic, those basic four areas, is, you know, we can start to streamline the recommendations and the treatment and the conversation with the patient regarding those risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's consistent. And then it also, the weirdest thing is that the patient gets it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They've never had such a thorough explanation of their condition, of their situation. And you want to know how much they appreciate that? It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, okay. And then it makes it their decision. Do I want to have this work done or not? I mean, it's their decision. And you just help them. You answer the questions. And you say, here it is. And I cannot tell you. It surprises the heck out of me. I don't have to talk anybody into anything. I don't.
And what a comfort that must be to not feel like you're selling.
I don't want to sell, and I tell people,
right.
I don't want to sell anything. Here's the deal. You can do this, and if you want to do it, that's great. I care about you, but, you know, if it's not, it doesn't fit your lifestyle, it doesn't matter right now. We'll fix it when we can, but I do recommend this, and it's just amazing how it works. But the risk factors are key, and also the way in which you present it, and you're not selling anything. You're just examining, and you're telling people what you see and what you recommend,
and
then you leave it up to them. But then everybody has to do their part. The front office has got to do their part. They've got to give them the information they need for the financial questions. If they need help finding outside financing, we do that for them. We can try to help them with that. As a courtesy, we do bill the insurance most of the time, but we make sure they understand that, you know, it's a courtesy to them, and we do that for our patients, but it is their responsibility. And anyway, it's been such a win-win.
Yeah.
Oh, it has been an absolute thrill for all of us at PDA to see you individually, you as a team, you as a couple, you as a family, come so far. And you have embraced every philosophy that PDA has taught and really implemented it and made it work for you. Sure, you made it your own. It's not about memorizing lines. It's not about, you know, doing it just the right way. It's about embracing the core principles and applying them in your own practice. And truly, you are some of our superstars. So,
well, that's really nice to say. And
it has been an absolute, and continues to be, an absolute thrill to work with you guys. And
We couldn't have done it without you, Chris, honestly. I mean,
yeah,
the thing is the fee. You know, whatever it costs to work with you guys, I'm telling you, we looked around. We checked around. And there are other people out there, and we looked into it, and there's not a better value out there with consultants and teams. And are you kidding me? If I have to spend a little bit of money to make a little bit more money and be happy and be financially secure and to be doing a better job, it's part of the investment. And it's just like buying new burrs. It's just like buying, you know, you can't keep doing dentistry with 5-year-old burrs or 2-year-old burrs. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, and you need help, and you guys have given it to us, and without PDA, I'm telling you right now, without PDA, I would still be doing dentistry the way I was 3 years ago, and I probably would be very nearing burnout at 18 years. I probably would be ready to get out.
Well, I am proud to say I am one of your patients.
Yes.
I have been in your chair and have loved the dentistry that you have done for me, and again, truly enjoy working with you and your entire team.
Oh. Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you so much for taking time with us today. Again, Dr. Tom Bricky, his wife Heidi, again, one of their hygienists in the office. It's a fantastic success story, and thank you both for sharing some of your